Trumas, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Hama'ara mikad lekad v'noitef shalosh tipim. If one takes truma wine or truma oil, like the Rav explains, and he pours it from one pitcher to another pitcher, from one jug to another jug, and after he empties out from one of the jugs into the other jug, so now the jug that's empty, he wants to get rid of all the truma that's inside. So he lets drip out of it three drips. He waits there, and the three drips come out. Like the Rav explains, the same way he would do when he would spill out things from other kalim to make sure he got everything out. They would just wait three drips. And once he does that, the Mishnah continues, Noisan l'soicha chulin. Now he can put in chulin inside, and it's not a problem of in mevatlin isa l'chatchila, like we said, because this is the derech that they would do it, and his kavan is not to be mevatl l'iser. Hirkina umitza. However, if he turns it over on its side, umitza means he drained the rest. When he turned it on inside, so all the, I guess, the liquid that was in the walls or any other part of the jug collected in one area, harezo truma. So this is truma. And the difference is here is that it's all collected into one area. Then it's a problem. We don't say, oh, well, the fact that he dripped out three drips, he turned it on the side, he dripped out three drips, it's not a problem anymore. Because if it's literally there and all collected, then it's still going to be a problem. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is a different inyan. Now that we deal with the minimum amount where we have to be concerned with, now we talk about Shumas Meiser. As the Mishnah says, V'kamet ahe b'tshumas meiser shel demai ve'elichen alokayin, echad mishmoyne l'shminis. So the Mishnah is telling us how much is the minimum amount that the Mefarshim explain, the Rav explains, that we have to be matriach to go after a kohen, to find a kohen. Now we know by demai that even the Amaratzim take off Truma, and the question was, by Trumas Meiser, even though Rove of the Amaratzim take it off, there's a chash that some of them do not take off Trumas Meiser. So therefore, we have to take off Trumas Meiser. So for example, let's say we have a Levi that has to take off Trumas Meiser of Demai. So what if there's just or less than 1/8 of an eighth? What that means is, if you can picture a Revius, which is a quarter of a lug, which what we call is a Revius, so an eighth of a lug is obviously half of that shear. So you can just think of half of a revius, that's the first step. So it's echad mishmoyne l'shminis. So it's an eighth of that half a revius. It's an eighth of an eighth. So that's a small amount. So if a Levi, let's say, would have that amount, he would not have to give Trumas Meiser off of that liquid. And the Rav points out this is dafka when it's tameh, but when it's tahar, even a small amount you have to go after and look for a kohen. But if it's vadai, if it's not demai, if it's vadai trumas meiser, then even the smallest amount, the Rav says, that you would have to go and search for a kohen. You can't just leave it around and wait for one. Now, what does it mean that you have to actually go after a kohen? If you're lichen al kohen. So Taisi Samta brings down, it just means that you're not allowed to just leave it around in a makom hefker. But you don't have to literally go out and give it to a kohen. Because Taisi Samta brings, the Rambam himself says at the end of the Gemara in Chulin that a Yisrael does not have to schlep Truma to the city. So Mestamba, what it means here is that he can just leave it, if he doesn't have to be Matriach, then he can just leave it in a Makom Hefker. But where it says V'yulichen al koin, it means that he can't leave it in a Makom Hefker. Rather, he has to put it away in a safe place and wait for a coin.